Not.
Bozo circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.I.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
All right, and happy Thanksgiving again to all of you. We do this segment on my show on Friday nights, Dave and I, every night at like 9:30. When was the first Thanksgiving, Dave? You were there.
Actually, interesting story that I just saw yesterday on this. To answer your question quickly, the first Thanksgiving was around 1621,
mm-hmm.
and that was a year after the Pilgrims were in the Plymouth, Massachusetts area, giving thanks for their first year of harvest and overall, good fortune that was there. But I saw a story yesterday about researchers looking in Berkeley Plantation, Virginia, along the James River. They're investigating another early English settlement there, and there may have been a Thanksgiving there in 1619, two, 3 years
really?
Before the what we know as the Pilgrims in Plymouth, Massachusetts there. Ongoing investigation there. They know for sure there was an English settlement there in Berkeley Plantation, Virginia. But they don't know what might have happened to them for sure. But they're thinking that a similar event took place there as it did a couple years later, 500 miles north in Massachusetts.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That just kind of came out of the blue, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the first I'd ever heard of this. But this is a new investigation, and it involves people from England that are looking at some artifacts that were found that were very, very similar to those of the period in England at the time they might have left.
Well, we know at that time, too, turkey's such a big part of our meal, but there's no record of that roasted.
No,
none of that. It was deer. It was local seafood, right? It was mussels, lobsters, fresh fish, fruits.
Whatever they could find.
Yeah, no mashed potatoes. I know that, no mashed potatoes. Because I think potatoes had only been recently shipped back to Europe from South America. Like, we wouldn't even have potatoes here. At all yet.
No.
But yeah, no apple pies, nothing like that, I don't think.
Yeah, and they did not microwave the leftovers.
They did not.
No.
Or turkey sandwiches the next day.
Or turkey sandwiches the next day.
The pumpkin pie has been a traditional part of Thanksgiving as far back as the turn of the 18th century. Legend has it that the Connecticut town of Colchester had postponed its Thanksgiving feast for a week in 1705 due to a molasses shortage. We always have shortages here, too, for our pies and stuff, but there would be no Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie. Cranberries were eaten by Native Americans and used a potent red dye. Didn't use the potent red dye, but like a cranberry relish. That was, the Pilgrims had a sugar supply issue in 1621. And the first can jelly didn't happen until, I don't know, almost 300 years later. 1912 was the first time we put cranberries in a can. And that those cranberry growers became Ocean Spray.
We just opened a can that was canned about 100 years ago.
No, you did not. How did a botched Thanksgiving order lead to the TV tray dinner? So in 1953, an employee at Swanson & Sons overestimated the demand for Thanksgiving turkey, and the company was left with 260 tons of frozen birds. And as a solution, a Swanson salesman ordered 5,000 aluminum trays, devised a turkey meal, and got an assembly line of workers, and it became the first TV dinners. They sold 10 million.
You know, that was forward thinking. You and I have had conversations about TV dinners.
Yes, we have.
Similar family experiences, you know, where Absolutely. It's cold outside and you needed something quick.
Yep.
And ordered that, you know, got the oven nice and hot and
watch a little TV.
Those Swanson TV dinners, the turkey dinners, remain my favorite.
Mark Carman, football has been a Thanksgiving tradition, I think, since the maybe late
1800s? 1934 day was the first time the Lions ever played at home on Thanksgiving. The Cowboys started playing on Thanksgiving in 1966. So Detroit and Dallas have the most wins on Thanksgiving. But would you like to gander a guess as to who is number three? Don't think too hard.
It's our Bears, I'm sure.
It is our Bears. Yeah. 19-15-2 on Turkey Day. So
I know college in the 1800s were playing football on Thanksgiving Day. It was like in the 1800s, but NFL was definitely the 1930s. I love that it's still the Lions and the Bears, though.
Yeah, isn't that kind of fun? And Roger Staubach, by the way, you have your Turkey Day game. He has his own.
Is that right? That
he plays before the game in Dallas. So 79-year-old Roger will be out there today.
I love that. Very, very cool. All right, this is History. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next.